All right, so I was talking about being, I'll try to project as loud as I can. It's difficult with the mask and the distances, but I was talking about being choshei b'ksheirim, suspecting somebody who is really innocent. And Rav Schachter brings down in his Sefer Nefesh HaRav that the Gemara in Brachot says, "Hachoshei d'chaver b'dvar she'ein bo tzrich l'faiso." If you do suspect somebody, you have to, like, you know, appease him and make him, you know, happy. So he brings down a story from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He says, once a young Talmid Chacham came to Rabbi Yitzchak Chalchan Inspector to get smicha. And Rabbi Yitzchak Inspector died, I think, in 1896. And he's the, obviously, that's the person who the yeshiva is named for. So he says, and when Rabbi Spector spoke to him with the Niani Halacha, he saw that he couldn't answer the questions so well. And he thought, maybe if he'll talk to him with more Dibrei Torah, he'll find his zechut, and he'll be able to give him smicha. In other words, he's coming to him for smicha, but he's not cutting it. So while they're discussing, two Bali Dinim come to Rav Spector, and they want him to arrange Din Torah, and they left him a large sum of money, 5,000 rubles in terms of Hashlasha. In other words, he'll keep the money that's in dispute, and then we'll see, we'll come back later for the Din Torah. So the two Bali Dinim left, and the Talmid Chacham also left. And then Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan looks on the table, he sees it's empty, well, the money's gone. So he ran outside, and he chased after the young Talmid Chacham, he overtook him, he said, maybe mistakenly you took, you know, 5,000 rubles off my table with Hesei Hadas. And he said, no, and they left one another. So when Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan went back home, his wife comes in, and she begins to complain against them. She says, oh, what a batlan you are. You're sitting, you're talking to some young man, you don't know him from Adam, and you left a large sum of money on the table. Had I not taken the money and hidden it, the person could have taken it for himself. So when Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan understood that he had, you know, falsely, you know, suspected this Talmid Chacham of stealing the money, so he went out to ask him mechila. And as a result of that, he ended up learning with him for 2 years, Shulchan Aruch Yoreh Day with Poskim, until he was ready for smicha. In other words, he didn't cut it originally, so he ran after him, and he was studying with him, he says, and he helped him get an important shteller in one of the larger towns, and he also ended up being mechaber for a safer shas and shuvas, but it wasn't so chashuv. And every year, on Erev Yom Kippur, he would go back and ask him mechila that he suspected him, and he did that right before his death also, to ask him mechila again. So again, there's more to say about this, but I'm limited in time. But that's the idea with Choshei B'ksheirim. Any questions? Rabbi Chananel Makashmar, Baruch Hashem, 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 Baruch